Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Hello, welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny, and this is episode 772 of The Hucklebug.
Oh.
And Bet, you remember how I said the cats were so dead-ass asleep there was no chance we'd hear from either of them tonight?
I bet they're up.
Here's Lincoln. Lincoln's right here. He's the quiet one, though. We probably won't
hear too much
from him.
Oh, but he's so quiet. He's the quiet president.
He's the quiet one. He's like George. George was the quiet one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all for your patience with us. I know our schedule's been a little bit wacky recently, and it's going to continue to be so, but we appreciate you being here for us tonight.
We certainly do.
And we have one shout-out. There's no rips, right?
I do not remember a rip this week.
I don't either, or the week before, because I know we didn't record last week.
There was one actor, Patrick Muldoon, who was in Melrose Place.
Yeah,
and
I don't remember the name.
I honestly do not remember him, and I watched Melrose Place.
The name
Place,
I remember.
So it
did you?
Makes me sad.
That's so funny. I would not have
but
pictured
I don't
you.
Remember enough to even talk about him.
I just Googled him. I do recognize his face. Much too young to die. Gosh, he's my age.
Oh, like 50,
he's very close to my age. He was born 3 days before me.
Yeah.
September 27th, 1968, in San Pedro, and he played for the Trojans and won 2 Rose Bowls. Wow.
Oh, that's
I didn't
amazing.
Know that. All right, well, rest in peace, Patrick Muldoon, even though neither Bet nor I remember you too much.
Really?
Much too young to die.
I should remember you, Patrick.
You should, because you watched Melrose Place. I did
exactly.
Not. So let's do shout-outs.
Yes!
Or shout-out singular. Roar! We have one shout-out this week, and it's for Tina.
Stand
in the
place,
where you live.
Now leave us a comment. And she says, where has that week gone again? They seem to go quicker the older you get.
That is
enjoy
so true.
Your weekend with your family, Stens. Family is everything. That's so true, and I know Tina knows it too.
Yep.
And friends
who are
like family, of course.
Agreed.
She says, love the story of how Billy Idol got his name. We'll look for the doc. Thanks, Bet.
Yeah.
And now...
She says, as for Sten's story and the baby goats, as you may or may not know, we lived in Ireland from when Chloe was 2 to 9 years old. We were rural, and when she would go to friends after school, one of which, whose family had a farm, she would see the little calves being born. Ooh, she had such a nourished childhood, and I think all that helped in her being the beautiful soul she is today.
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. She says, enjoy your breaks. Your break, folks. We are off to Ireland this weekend to see Shay's brothers. So looking forward to that. Weather not looking too bad either, which, as you know, is a bonus for Ireland. Yeah, I really want to go to Ireland, but I know it won't be sunny when I'm there. That's okay. I'm used to it not being sunny. I live in Bellingham.
Yeah.
She also says, Bet, I will DM you. Ooh. What was that about?
I haven't heard from her. So
she says she will, but who knows?
Oh, who knows?
Until next week or the week after, Tina.
It might just be for some fun combo.
Could be. Well, thank you, Tina. We appreciate you.
We love your teams.
It was the only one we got this week, but that's okay. I know our schedule's been a little bit wacky, as I mentioned. I think that contributes to the lack of comments when we are not putting shows out week after week. People kind of go, I don't know. Are they there? They're not there. We're going to leave a comment. We won't. Anyways, let's jump into our binge watches, shall we? We both have binge watches.
Yes, you go first.
Roar. Oh, we don't roar for binge watches. Okay. So I told Bette this before the show, and I'll tell you guys too up front. I am not expecting, I have no preconceived notions that any of you will be interested enough in this to watch it yourselves. It's okay. But my binge watch is a Brazilian TV show that I saw on Netflix called Nobody's Looking, and it's all in Portuguese. You know what's interesting about Portuguese, incidentally? When you see it written down, it looks like Spanish. But when you hear it spoken, it sounds nothing like Spanish. Nothing at all. It sounds, there's almost like an Eastern European thing, because there's a lot of shushes, there's a lot of sh sounds in it. But the show's called Nobody's Looking, and it almost immediately reminded me of The Good Place.
Oh!
It's only 8 episodes. It's on Netflix. It's, you know, one of their international shows on Netflix. It is,
how long?
It's 8 episodes, and I think each episode's around a half hour, although I'm not sure. So, you know, 4 hours. I did it over 2 nights because you do have to read it all. Although there is a dubbed version as well, and I am told the dubbed version is very good. I don't like to watch dubbed versions.
I don't either.
I want to hear what they're saying, and I'll just read it. So it's about this guy named Ulysses who wakes up and discovers that he is a guardian angel, or what is called in the show an angelus. He's a guardian angel, and his job is every day he's randomly assigned a human, and he has to follow them around and make sure that they don't get in any accidents. That's his job. And it's a big bureaucracy, and there's nowhere near enough staff to handle all of the people. So there's like 300,000 Angeli, but, you know, obviously billions of humans. So they all have their work cut out for them. And this guy, Ulysses, is like, are we sure we're doing this right? Or are we sure this is the way that we should be doing it? Maybe there's a different way we should be doing it. It's just charming and sweet and funny.
Oh.
And sadly, it ends on a big cliffhanger, and it was made like in 2019, and they're never doing another season. So we'll never know what happened at the end.
But sometimes that's a good thing.
That's true.
Sometimes
that's true.
You don't want them to keep coming out.
It's exactly true. Like I still like, as much as I would have loved to have seen a second season of Freaks and Geeks, the ending was so
exactly
perfect.
Exactly.
I never need to know what happened.
Exactly.
It's okay. So that's it. Again, it's called Nobody's Looking. And it's, I really enjoyed it. It's, they all have bright red hair, like Bozo the Clown red, that color red, like bright red hair. And they wear little white shirts with red ties and black pants. And I noticed they all actually have black boots with red laces as well. And they can't be seen as they walk around, but they can make themselves visible. Although that's one of the rules, is that they're not supposed to. And it's just, it's really sweet, and I really liked it, and there's a lot of other interpersonal dynamics that goes on. It's a workplace comedy a little bit. I just really liked it. Watch it if you want to, but I understand if you don't want to sit and watch subtitles for it.
Okay,
four
so
hours.
It's Netflix. What's it called again?
It's called Nobody's Looking.
Nobody's Looking. Okay.
Yep. And it won like an international Emmy for best comedy, which I could see
excellent.
Why and I agree with. All right. Tell us about your binge watches multiple.
Well,
what do you
I
got?
Have binge watches multiple.
Yes.
No, two.
Plural.
But I'll tell you, I have two, and both of them are three and out. No, one is four and out. One is three and out.
Okay.
Well, the first one. Is another television show that my sister wanted me to see so much because she loves it.
Okay.
And it's a network television show. It's called Best Practices.
Okay. I have heard of Best Practices.
Okay. And it is the American version of the supposed, quote unquote, beloved television show in England, Doc Martin.
Oh, that's why I've heard of it. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
I know, and you don't like Doc Martin. I really like Doc Martin.
Well, I kind of like, there are things I like about it, and there are things I don't.
Right.
And so Pat kept telling me how much she loves best practices. And she says, oh, just try it. Just try
it. It has Josh Charles, right? From
Josh Charles and
Knox Overstreet from Dead Poets Society.
I will talk about him later.
Okay, good, because I do love him.
But I watched the show. I binge watched four episodes. And
four
they're
episodes, okay.
Almost an hour. You know, they're okay. Like. Network an hour, so
right,
like
okay.
48
so like 42 minutes.
Minutes,
yeah.
Right, okay. The thing about it is, all of the things that I hated about Doc Martin
are in this.
All of the people in his town.
All the dummies.
Right.
Yeah.
I hated as well.
Right.
All of the things that I loved about Doc Martin, I loved about this show.
Oh, okay.
Which, of course, is Josh Charles. He is fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah,
but,
of course he is.
But I watched those four episodes, and I tried to take in another, and I thought, I just can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because
four is a good try.
Well, but here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Martin Best hates all of the people in the town that he came to. Well, let me tell you, he doesn't hate them nearly as much as I do. I hate all of the people in the town where he lives.
Yeah.
And when I told Pat that I was about to give up on it, she said, oh, no, keep watching. You'll this person you hated so much that I just wanted to put my fist through the television. She said, oh, no, you'll end up liking her. And I said, I'm not even going to wait that long.
Either. You're not going to end up liking her because you're not going to watch it anymore.
So that was a no-go for me.
All right.
That is a lost binge watch, and
that's
so
okay.
Sorry it didn't work.
You tried. I think four episodes is a good goddamn try.
I tried, especially when they're an hour.
And there's no reason to keep watching it if you don't like it.
If you don't like it, right.
So
this morning, when I said I love what I love and I hate what I hate.
Right.
But this morning, I came out and I thought, well, I need to watch something. And I realized, because I had a little time left, I hadn't queued up, season 3 of Shrinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I went right to it, and I got right back into it.
Yep.
And season-wise, I loved what I loved in the earlier seasons about the show. And I hated what I hated in the earlier seasons about the show. Especially those two women that just make me so mad every time I watch.
Which ones are wait, hang on. One of them is the next door neighbor, right?
The next door neighbor and the girl they work with.
Okay, all right. Okay. I like her. I like the girl they work with.
No, she just makes me so mad.
I can understand that, though. Yeah, she's frustrated.
But the things that I love about it, just what it says.
Yeah.
And how it is, and the interdynamical family things I love. And I only left at 3 episodes because I didn't have any more time. I will go finish this season.
I still haven't finished it. There's 2 episodes left that I haven't watched, so I do need to see how
it
ends.
And Harrison Ford, oh my God. And now he's got Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Parkinson's.
He had it already, but now he's having
it
pretty bad.
Now he's really having to deal with it.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed the 3 episodes
good.
I saw.
That's good.
So that's a thumbs up for that.
Okay,
best
good,
practices,
good.
Not for me.
Not,
Your
not
mileage
for you.
May vary. It's
right.
Okay.
I do want to check it out. I loved Doc Martin. And I loved the characters that are dumb and stupid and annoying. I had fondness for them.
If you do,
so maybe I would again.
Just try to deal with her. But Josh Charles is fantastic. I love him.
He was also on Sports Night.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Was he The Good Wife? I never watched.
Oh, yeah. I think he was. I never watched The Good Wife.
But I will always remember him from Hairspray.
Oh, that's right.
He was one of the dancing kids in Hairspray.
I totally forgot about that. Dead Poets Society is what I remember.
And Knox Over Street.
Oh, love him. All right. I have a rabbit hole. You're going to love this, Niblet. So, again, this is another thing where the YouTube algorithm just occasionally presents me these little gifts.
I was just scrolling through YouTube.
What am I going to watch tonight? And it randomly recommended a video. It was something about Murder, She Wrote. And I was like, I don't know what that is. Let me see what that is. So you remember, of course, Niblet, when I was... When I was in my last year at CalArts, and every day, as you know, I would watch Magnum PI and Murder She Wrote, and then I would email you and tell you what happened.
Her nephew who was always
Grady,
yes.
Crazy Grady, and then Sheriff Tupper, and you know, and Seth, her friend Seth in town.
Oh God,
all the people. Well. On YouTube, there's a YouTuber whose screen name is Pushing Up Roses. Pushing Up Roses is the name of her channel. But she has a series, a whole series that she did called That Time on Murder, She Wrote. And essentially, it was her making videos of my emails to you.
Oh, no!
I mean, she didn't actually get a hold of the emails that I wrote, but it is just, she reviews the episodes and talks about them in the same snarky manner that I used to do. And I watched it, I went, did I miss my calling? Should I have a YouTube channel where I talk about Magnum PI and Murder, She Wrote? Because I could totally do that. She rarely even appears on camera, which is, you know... A major sticking point and reason that I don't have a YouTube channel because I ain't getting on camera. But she's rarely on camera. She's just showing clips from the show and then narrating. And she has basically all the same thoughts and feelings about the show as I do in that, you know, she just, everything is very amusing. And the show is still good. It's not like I don't like the show. I kind of like the show. But, you know, she makes fun of, she makes fun of Grady, you know, she calls Grady a golden retriever of a man. And he is, he's kind of dumb, but very loyal and sweet, but not very bright. But yeah, that was my rabbit hole. So I watched, I think I watched all of them, all of the ones she did on Murder, She Wrote. Ooh, and incidentally, apparently at one time, there was a crossover episode of Murder, She Wrote and Magnum PI. I don't know how I possibly had missed that.
How they went from Hawaii to Cabot's Cove?
She went out to Hawaii to visit him. You know, she's always out on the go. She's always, she's been in Paris. She's been in London. She's all over the damn
place. I can't see her in Hawaii.
Oh, she's traveling, baby. She's traveling. Yeah, so she apparently went out there to visit him, or probably she was a guest of Robin Colcord or whatever. Not Robin Colcord. That was on Cheers. Robin Magnum, I think his name was. No, that's Thomas Magnum.
Oh, no.
He worked for a guy named Robin somebody. Yes, because I remember the home was called Robin's Nest. Yeah. That's why I knew his first name was Robin. We never see him.
Yeah.
He never appears on camera. Occasionally, you will hear his voice, and he was voiced by Orson Welles. Anyway, so that was my rabbit hole. I spent a good deal of time watching those videos, and they're a lot of fun. So I do recommend, if I don't know, if you're a fan of Murder, She Wrote, or you're a fan of making fun of it, you might enjoy watching That Time on Murder, She Wrote by Pushing Up Roses on YouTube.
Okay.
But it was fun, and it reminded me of, you know, those golden halcyon days when I would write my screenplay by night, and then by morning I would
watch.
Was
that when you, if I may be so bold, got kind of a inheritance, and you didn't have to work, and you just...
I did, you're right, I forgot about that. I had that too. I thought it was during my last year
of school. You didn't have
to
do anything, but
that's right.
I had,
it wasn't
TV.
A lot of money, but it afforded me the opportunity to take a couple months off work and just write my screenplay.
Yeah.
And I forgot that I did that. I forgot about that. Yes, you're right. So I did that, and then I watched Magnum PI and Murder, She Wrote, and then emailed you what happened.
Like it was you
fun.
Do.
Yeah, like you do. It was fun. That was a fun time in my life. All right, now tell me your next thing, please.
Well, my next thing is called the calendar.
Yeah, what's that?
And, well, so, folks, I have to tell you, I've been kind of limping along. My pain's back. And everything I've supposed to be doing, I've canceled. You know, I've canceled all my tests and stuff.
I know, you got to do all your shit.
And, you know, Pat, my wonderful sister Pat, has said ugly words to me. And rightly so.
Yeah, because you need to hear them.
But she knows I have to do the medical things in my life. But this week, this is a long story, and I'll try to keep it short.
That's all right. You take your time.
This week, our new girl, Melissa, said something at work, and I think it was on Thursday. She said, if the police come out looking for me, they are.
What? And they said, are?
What? And she said, yes, they're looking for me. I have to be served. Apparently, she was called for jury duty.
Oh, and then didn't go?
And, well, Lincoln, she didn't.
We're trying to do the Huckleberry.
Oh, I hear. but apparently she didn't go because you get the first thing saying you're going to be summoned for jury duty.
Yeah.
And then they send you the days you have to be available for.
Yeah.
And she didn't get the second mail.
Oh. That's not so nefarious.
She never replied to it.
Right.
And because she didn't reply to it, the Tazewell County Sheriff's Office came to her house to serve her a summons. But she was here. But then Thursday they came out and they served her again.
Right.
And it was friendly. The guy said, here's your summons. You know, a lot of people don't get their stuff. It's not that bad. You know, you go out, you get a couple days off work, you know, you hear a lot of drama, it'll be fun. So
potentially. I like that the summons server was like, you're going to hear a lot of drama. It's going to be great.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was funny too. It is funny.
So there she was, and Pat was at her desk with her big desk calendar in front of her. And she said, okay, Melissa, what days do you have to be available for?
Right.
And when Melissa started reading out those days, I mean, there were at least 25 to 30 days that she had to be available to not be at work.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I've never heard such a thing.
In May and June and three in July.
Wow.
So Pat, you know, sat down at her calendar and she was marking off the days. And some of the days, Pat was not going to be here. And then a bunch of the days in June is when Pat is going on her overseas cruise.
Right.
So there's like 8 days in a row that she's not going to be there.
Right.
Which means
it'll be just you.
Just me. I mean, San will be there, but, you know, San does what she does. She answers the phone and takes payments. That's all she does.
Right.
And I thought, I am going to die. I am truly going to die.
8 days.
And Pat decided that she would write a letter. You know, Brian got out of jury duty twice because of his employer.
Right.
And so she thought she would write a letter, and she did. But we don't know. We don't know. But Melissa may still have to be available for all of those days that I'll have to work there. here.
Oh my God, whatever. That's crazy.
But
why
she
so
was,
many days? Has she been skipping jury duty for like
I don't know. I mean, I've done jury duty twice, and it was 2 days each time. But that was state. This is county. So, you know,
still,
who knows?
That's a lot.
It's
it
a
still
lot.
It seems like a lot to me.
Pat, you know, wrote all the days on her calendar down. And then she went out to the restroom, like you do.
Sure.
And when she came back, she picked up her big old desk calendar.
Uh-huh.
And she sat in the chair in front of my desk.
Uh-huh.
And she said, now it's your turn, Bet.
Oh.
You're going to make the two appointments that you canceled.
Yep.
She said, well, one is the, I'm sorry if any men are listening, vaginal ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which
I'm
which
not
the,
sorry if any men are listening. Women have vaginas, guys. That's what we do.
Which to the doctor.
We have to hear about your penises. You get to hear about our vaginas.
Is
that's
the most important. And the other is the hernia consult, the hernia surgery consult. And so she sat there with her steely eyes just looking at me. And she said, I'm going to sit here until you pick up the phone and make both
good.
Of those calls.
Good for her. Good for her.
And get your new appointments.
Right.
And so I did it because, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Because you had to. You're being
blackmailed. I'm looking at Pat. Right. You know, I couldn't leave.
Right.
And so I made a call for the ultrasound, and that's going to be in June.
Okay.
And then I called Dr. Jean, who is going to be the surgery consult.
Okay.
And it's May 7th, which is really quicker than I ever thought it could be. So I'm a little worried.
I know.
It's too
soon. I know
you are. But,
I know. But then it'll be over quick. So you got that going for you at least. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad you're getting it done. I know it's scary. I know it sucks that you have to do it. But I'm glad that she made you do it because, you know, it's honestly, it's still, it's even if it turns out to be bad news, it is better to know. Oh, well, I hope your U rule is for your sister. If not, I'm going to give her one.
Well, it's not. But. While I say this,
she does.
She truly does.
She does.
Because she can be mean to me, well, when I think, oh, she's being mean to me. She's not.
Right.
She's being my big sister.
Yeah, she is. She loves you. It's sometimes you got to do the tough love thing.
Right.
And it's harder. That's harder for the person delivering the
tough
love.
I don't
well.
Have to be mean to anybody because
no,
you know.
She's you are more than
well,
nothing.
I mean, you
you're
know,
you're something.
You know, I mean, I have no one to
I understand what you mean.
To take care of.
Yeah. 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 I know. It's tough. It's tough to be taken care of and it's tough to do the taking care. Both are difficult.
And it's
difficult.
Tough to be tough to the tough.
There's our title. That's good. We got our title. All right. I have a highlight.
Yay!
To lighten the mood a little bit. Honestly, it's a highlight not just of the last week. It's the highlight of, well, it's the highlight of my year so far.
Oh.
My highlight was just, was Kodachrome, was the play.
Oh,
It was, it really was, I think, probably the best experience I've ever had directing.
Oh.
I loved the show so much. I'm so sorry it's over. I'm also fucking relieved it's over because I can sleep again. It's nice. Today I had a lazy morning. I didn't get out of bed until, I don't know, 8:30 or something like that. I didn't get out of my pajamas until noon practically. It was very nice to have that luxury again. But it was such a great play. I miss it. I miss the cast. I miss the crew. But again, I'm just super happy with it. And I'm so sorry you weren't able to come see it, Niblet.
Oh,
I think you would have loved it.
I would have loved it.
Yes, I think you would. So that is it. That's all. That's my highlight. Just that. I don't need to talk any longer about it than that. Especially since we just ran out of time.
Yeah.
Donald Trump can fuck off.
Fuck off, as always.
Stupid piece of shit. Doesn't belong in our White House. Don't know why he's there. Yeah. Still don't really understand how it happened. Apparently he was voted for by some people.
Oh.
Idiots. By some idiots. I think largely the people I blame the most are the ones who didn't vote.
Yeah.
Who rules?
Well, I have two you rules, and they're kind of strange you rules. But
Good. I like those.
My first you rule is for the very Pasha Palanker.
Mm.
And he was...
I don't know who he is.
Well, you may have seen this, you know, maybe on your Facebook feed or somewhere else.
Maybe.
He was the person so sent to send his stuff out to the Hokies at the spring game.
Oh.
The Hokies had their spring football game last week, not this past weekend, but the last weekend.
Okay.
And he was parachuted from a plane to land right on the middle of the field at the Hokie game.
Cool.
It didn't work out so well.
Oh, no. Not so cool.
And when he came out, his parachute landed right on the Jumbotron.
Oh, no.
Right at the C in the middle of it, at the top where it says Virginia Tech.
Oh.
He was stuck there for about 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
And he had to be rescued.
Oh.
And I can probably find the clip of it.
Yeah,
if people want to know. But, you know, that's... You know, the Hokies, we got a new coach. We're trying to find out a new way to try to win again. And we got this guy coming out to us, and he landed right on the Jumbotron. I don't
feels
know
like
what,
a bad omen.
I don't know what that's going to mean. But
feels like a bad omen.
But it was, I can't help it. I just kind of loved it because he was there kind of hanging on saying, little help here, please, a little help.
Hello, hello, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Well, that's hilarious.
And I have a second you rule, and it came from Thursday of this week.
Okay.
And, you know, I have done this for the past couple of weeks. Instead of rolling the rolly cart up in the house, I just go have my groceries from Walmart delivered.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll pay extra. I'll give the tip. It's all right.
Sure.
And so I did that on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I had the door open. I was waiting for the delivery person to come in.
Yeah.
And she knocked on the door, and I said, hey, open the door. And she said, hey, I'm here. And I said, if you could just possibly take the bags and put them in that little rolly cart, that would be all I wanted.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that's fine. And I said, thank you. And she said, do you want me to lift this cart into the kitchen? And I said, could you possibly? And she said, well, of course. And
that's
she
what I'm
did.
Here for.
So all of my groceries were already there.
Uh-huh.
And all I had to do was get up the stairs and load my groceries away. And it was perfect. And that was, you know, if somebody works for Walmart and they deliver groceries, they could say, no.
Right.
All
I do
is put them inside the door and I'm leaving.
I'm done.
Right.
Yeah.
But she was so nice, and she was, and when she left, I did tell her, please know when you go to bed tonight, you made somebody very, very happy.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
She said,
that's
all
nice of
you
to
want.
Say.
She said, that's all you want to know.
Exactly. That was nice of you to tell her that, I think. That was very kind. Well, that's lovely. What was her name again?
She didn't have a name.
No name.
She's right. The delivery girl.
The delivery girl. We
or
don't know
the
name.
Delivery boy is Elvis.
That's
says.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Don't, he's delivery Delivery Man.
Delivery Man.
Yeah, I remember. I have one new rule this week, and it's a biggie. I did tell that this is a. I said I have a great big fat new rule, and I do. It's for my sister, who's starting to move up in the ranks of who's gotten the most new rules. She's.
Oh, you know, yeah.
I would say in the early days of the Hufflepuff.
That when things come up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would say in the early days of the Hufflepuff, it's likely she didn't get any, but now she's getting lots of them. But the reason my sister rules this week is because she brought our grumpy, complaining dad all the way up to Bellingham so that he could see my house, because they were here last weekend. And then we managed to get him in the house. That was going to be tricky. Originally, when we were planning for him to come, I was like, you know, there's steps to get in. She's like, it's fine.
Oh,
Steve will be here.
I so understand.
Yeah. And it's not just one step either. It's six steps to get up my front, up to my front door. But we, you know, and at the end of a long car ride, he wasn't really about going up those steps, but we did manage to get him up. But then he did it more, you know, the next day he practiced going up and down and figured out a way that he could, you know, hold on to the side rail. Yeah, exactly. He tried, exactly. You know, I don't think he made that journey very easy on her. He's a crabby old man. Let's be honest. I love him to death, but he's a crabby old
man. I'm a crabby old girl.
Exactly. And I take after dad. I'm sure by the time I'm his age, I'll be just as crabby. But it was really, he never ever would have been able to come and see the house without her. So I'm indebted to her forever. He also came and saw the play. They both did. Stacy loved it. Dad did not understand what was going on, which I kind of figured was going to be the case.
Well,
you know,
that's,
he can't
that's
really see it. He can't really
that's
hear
right.
it. Yeah. So
I understand.
Yeah. You know, when he watches a baseball game, he can kind of figure it out from.
But he knew,
you know,
it was you. He knew
exactly.
It was you.
That's the point. And, you know, I told Stacy, I said, you know, I don't care one way or the other. He's seen plenty of my plays. But I really want him to see the house. That's the only thing I care about. I told her I'd be fine with letting him go to bed and just you come down and see the play. That's okay with me. But, you know, it was nice to have them here. It was really great for Dad to see the house. He was super impressed by how big it is. He said from the street, it doesn't look like anything. Which is nice. But he said, you know, once you get inside, he goes, God, it's so roomy. There's so much room. There's so much space.
Oh, he loved it.
He got to see my tulips, too. I couldn't get him down the back steps into the garden, but he could walk to the end of my porch and look, and he could see them from there. And we drove him around the complex as well, so he could see our little lake that's here. And we drove him by the other place that I almost bought. It was just really, really nice for him to see it, and
it was
important to me.
He knows now that you are a responsible girl.
I'm a grown-up adult.
You are a grown-up, grown-ass girl.
I'm a grown-ass girl, exactly. I'm a goddamn adult. And yeah, you're right. He does.
And he taught you to be that.
He did. A little bit. So did Mom, a little bit. Yeah, and other people in my life, lots of people, I think, have taught that to me. So that's our show this week, guys. We're back next week, and then we're off again. I'm sorry, my sister's coming again because her husband, Steve, was not able to join her this last trip. But Steve really wants to see the house also, and Steve is a landscaper, so I really want Steve's input on what to do in the backyard.
Man, yeah.
So we need Steve up here in springtime so he can kind of see what's going on.
Oh,
so,
by the way, can I say one tiny little
please
thing?
Please do.
I should have said during shout outs, but
it's
I didn't.
Fine.
Doug. Our friend Doug.
We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher. Mm-hmm. He sent me a heart on Tuesday of, I think it was last week.
Okay.
When Virginia voted blue and voted yes on
congrats.
The he sent me a heart, and I was supposed to heart him back, and I don't think I did, Doug.
Oh my God.
So if
I
didn't,
you didn't heart him back.
Please don't think I wasn't thinking about you, because I know what you think.
I'm gonna give a little to Doug also.
I just want to tell you, thank you, Doug, for sending me that heart.
And I want to say, Doug, I'm sorry I disappeared so quick from the New Play Festival today, but you were lovely. Doug played a role today in the play that I saw.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and you did a lovely job, Doug. I thought you were very good. Sorry that I was that I had to bolt but I had to come back and do this show. So, you know, my time's limited. What can I do? I'll text him also. Anyway, so that's our show. And like I say, yes, next week we will be back. The week after that, we're off again. But then I think we should be pretty stable going forward in terms of show. I don't know. My brother said he's coming for a visit also, so we'll see. No. All right. Gang, thank you so much for listening to episode 772 of The Hucklebug. It's tough to be tough to the tough. That's going to be the title. thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week when you'll hear Bet say,
"Hello, I don't know where the hell I am."
We're never ready for that when we do it.
Looks familiar.
You Bet and I are just not good at improv. I don't know what else to tell you.
I know.
We need to get better at yes and.
Really, I mean, I think we should be great improv people. But
I think so too. I'm terrible at it. I really am. I have thought many times
either.
Of taking a class because I'm just my brain seizes up. I get too.
I mean, if there's anything I love, hard. It's Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah,
and
I love watching it.
Nothing to do about
yeah,
that.
I love watching it. I'm just not good at doing it. I would love to learn. All right, thanks guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Until then, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.